Chunky went to the chief surgeon and told him of his friend William, and that it had been supposed he would die. Chunky was very boisterous, and he was talking louder as he said,
"But he did not die, and he ought to have medical attention now."
The chief surgeon went with him and looked at William and added,
"That's a very interesting case. He's bright, strong fellow. Maybe he can pull through."
Or a word to that effect. Chunky was not too sure what he had said. The chief surgeon did not seem to be interested in anything Chunky said or his friend William's care. All his life, Chunky easily made lifetime friends out of anyone that took the time to meet and talk with him. His large size and big handlebar mustache made him look like a formidable character. But when he greeted all with that contagious big grin, you were glad to know he was on your side. Jonah, Chunk's papa, had always taught him,
"Do not take advantage of the size of your body, but use the strength of your mind."
From the time he was young, his papa had told him that his size could intimidate anyone. But he felt it was better to have a strong, educated mind. Chunky was just trying to communicate with the chief surgeon on his level, but he would not let him. William, the poor fellow, had been lying there on the field without food, drink, or shelter. It had rained, and the cavity in his head was half full of water. Dr. Neff afterwards told Chunky that probably the rain had saved his life, as it had kept down the inflammation. Chunky calmly and very quietly asked the chief surgeon,
"Sir, what should I do with this man?"
The chief surgeon replied,
"Put him wherever you can."
That meant a great deal, or it meant nothing, as every flat space was full. Chunky got a stretcher and another soldier to help move him to a large tent going up about 100 yards away. He remarked to his comrade,
"I suppose that's an officer's tent, but the chief surgeon says we shall put you wherever we can."
They took the man right in and lay him down. Chunky thought to himself,
"He is too badly hurt for them to throw out. They protest, we will tell them our orders."
But the protest did not come from the officers in the tent. The chief surgeon could be heard back at the barn yelling at the top of his lungs,
"Just where in the heck you think you are going with that man?"
Chunky stopped dead where he stood. The outraged doctor ran up to him and got right into his face. Well, at least up to his chest. The two men took a long stare at each other, anticipating their next move. It came from Chunky.
"Sir,"
he said very politely,
"Sir, I enjoy working with you because there's so much I can learn from you. They'll help me become a good doctor someday."
The chief surgeon shouted back at him,
"You will never be able to do what you want, and you certainly cannot ever be a doctor. They will never let you into my medical school because you are black."
Yes, Chunky was born Charles Washington Chunky Gottfried, a black man whose parents were both freed slaves. Time stood still for both men. The chief surgeon was not too sure if he was about to get punched. But all Chunky was thinking about was the stories his Papa Jonah had told him long ago about when Jonah was a slave. He always told Chunky that he could be whatever he wanted to be because he was born a free man. Then he flashed back to a memory from his childhood. It was the longest day and the shortest night in June. That day was particularly hot and long. All who endured it yearned for the cooler nighttime. But the darkness did not always promise a good rest. Because of a long and wet spring that year, the bugs this time of season were in command of the night air. A fire was kept going all day, and the smell of meat cooking over an open pit had been teasing everybody around for miles. The meal was served, and all who enjoyed it were found to be too full to do too much of anything. So they all gathered around the fire pit to hide from the bugs in the smoke. Chunky made sure his father Jonah had a seat with a pillow on it, and he placed him in the warmest spot next to the fire. Most of the adults drifted away, leaving the children camped out around the heat. Just a few hours ago, they were all too hot. Now the night air had a little chill, so they grabbed their blankets and sat as close to the fire as they could without getting burnt. They had to keep rolling around like a pig on a spit to keep all sides warm but not toast their fanny. It was a voice heard from under a blanket that first broke the silence. This was what they all did in the summer next to the fire. They talked. They talked and listened to each other. They always had an interest in what someone else had done or experienced that day. This was a curiosity about someone they loved, their family. And you could share your feelings openly without fear of being shamed. This was truly a safe circle around the warm fire.